Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women, and I'm so glad to be back. I know it's been some time since my last podcast episode, but I'm back and I'm ready for a new episode and a different one. It's finally time for me to share some poetry. I love writing poetry. It's something that is a stress reliever for me and something that it's a place where I can truly express how I'm feeling or what the Lord has been putting on my heart. And it's no coincidence that I love the book of Psalms, because that's the book in the Bible that truly reflects a heart of a worshiper. And each chapter is poetry. It's beautiful. It reflects King David's heart and his son Solomon, and just the different valleys and mountaintops that they went through life. And they have spoken to me in so many ways. God has used them, and I hope that this poem speaks to you. And I believe that God used me to write it for somebody that feels insecure, for somebody that feels lost and unsure of who they are. And I hope that this poem encourages you, and that this would make your Sunday a little brighter. So here it goes. You look into the mirror, seeing every blemish, every scar, and every broken smile. As you stare longer, your soul vanishes to a dark gray. But this is what I see and saw in you the whole time. Little girl, did you know that your small voice would speak in front of hundreds? You paint the sky with your yellow words and prayers. Proverbs 31 is where you are found. Warrior of humanity is your title. Among the children you serve, every smile, every tear, I was there. You see the best in everyone. You offer your love like food to the famished. Sometimes your mind races like the busy streets of Manhattan. Dreams fly across your brain about whom you will meet next and where you will fly to. You often write me letters, and I read every one of them. Singing is one of your specialties, and I grin as the notes strum my heart. You wear compassion as a garment. Zeal saturates your heart. The legacy you leave behind is bright. That is my poem, and it is called Her. Now, some things were very specific, and originally when I wrote this poem, it was about myself. And then the more that I spent time with the Lord and really, like, he began to reveal things into me, is that a lot of it represents not just me, but many other women out there that deal with things such as, you know, being, I guess, confused about what their next step is, or, you know, who they are. But when I just express my love for God, that's when I find the most, I guess, fulfillment and security. And writing this poem is an expression of how much I'm loved by God and how much I just know that I belong to him. And one thing that really has stuck with me this past weekend is not coming... Oh, I'm trying to figure out how it was worded, because it was so beautiful. Coming from acceptance instead of towards acceptance. So one of the things that we discussed in my young adult small group, which was so amazing, by the way, is that living in a state of mind where you know that God accepts you and God loves you. And I feel like when I read this poem, it's like God is reminding me that I'm compassionate, that I'm zealous, and I'm bright, and the legacy that I want to leave behind to the children I serve, to the residents I serve, to my friends, to my family, is a legacy of light. And zeal basically means passion. And I want that to overwhelm my heart. And I want to wear compassion as a garment. I want to, no matter where I go, I want to care for others. Compassion is a desire to alleviate suffering. So whether I'm being compassionate in my home, in my hometown, or when I, you know, I think of when I went to Cambodia 6 years ago and how I really had to be compassionate, but it wasn't even I had to be that. It was I became that with God's strength. Because when you are used by God, it doesn't even feel like you have to have these qualities because God graces them to you. And when you I don't know, you guys, just the amount of security and fulfillment I feel when I'm when my life is aligned with the call of God over my life, that is when He begins to strengthen me in specific areas. And I pray that God will reveal your strengths. So in different scenarios, you'll grow more in that the more you spend time with Him. And I'm seriously so blessed to be able to say that I'm growing, and I want my fellow sisters to grow with me, and that we're not going to get to a place of Point Break where it's, you know, we've made it, I guess, in our walk with God. There's always something new to learn and to grow from. So before we end this podcast, I want to just pray for you, whoever you are listening to it, to this. Father God, I just thank you for this beautiful human being and the life and just the purpose that you have for them, and that you're continuing to work through them. And Lord, whoever they encounter, whoever they meet, that they would know that they're deeply loved, that you would use this person to be a light in the midst of darkness, for passion and zeal to saturate their heart, to overflow in their heart, and compassion to just be the clothing that they put on their back every day. And God, I just thank you for them taking the time to even listen to this podcast and for them to support it. And I just thank you for who they are and the identity that you have given them. I pray that they would be blessed and highly favored, Lord. And I pray that they'd have an awesome week ahead of them. In Jesus' name. Whoever you are listening to this, I love you. God loves you. And let's approach this week with a fully aware mind, knowing that God is in control, and we're living with eyes wide open, waiting to see what He's going to do, and walking by faith. All right, you guys, that is it for this podcast episode. Bye!